Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechas Me'ila, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Asrabas Rachel, Shishi B'zechet Van Ruzivu Kalgon, Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, HaKoimetz, the scoop that's taken out of the Mincha, V'alavoyna, and the Levoyna, the frankincense that's put on a lot of Menachos, V'akhtairas, and the Khtairas in the Beis of Mikdash, U'minchas Kayhanim, a Mincha that's brought by a Kayin, U'minchas Kayin Mashiach, or the Mincha that's brought by the anointed Kayin, which is referring to the Kayin Gadol. He brings a Mincha every single day called a Minchas Chavitin, U'minchas Nesachim, and a Mincha that's brought along with a carbon. Many carbonists require minchas nesachim to be brought with them. So ma'alim behem shokdeshu, one could be over me'ilu with them already the moment they were designated to be such, and so they attained the level of kedusha. Then kadshu b'kli, once these things were put into a kli shareis, hokshuli possible to yom chazik purim b'lina. Now they become prepared. They become possible if they were touched by a tul yom chazik purim, and also if they stayed overnight. Lina, that will possible them. And v'chayav and all mishum neser mishum tamei, one could be chayav for them because of neser and because of tamei. However, upigel ein bahen, there is no din of pigel with them. And why is that? Because Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol sheish lamatirin, anything that has a matir, which means that something else needs to be done in its processing to allow us to continue or to allow us to eat it. For example, by mincha, the kaimetz has to be brought. By karbon, there has to be zrikas hadam. So the kmitzah donim being brought, and the zrikas hadam is called the matir of the karbon. It now allows us to continue processing the karbon, and then later on down the line, if everything works out well, it could be eaten. So anything that has a matir, ein chayav and olam yishon pigel nerser v'tamei ad sheyikru matirov. One can't be chayav for pigel or tameh until the matir was brought. Now, v'chol she'en lematirin, anything that doesn't have a matir, that's the end of the line. We do the avoda and that's it. We don't need any particular thing to be matir this. For example, the kaimetz itself, it doesn't have a matir, or the levina itself, it doesn't have a matir, or the k'tiris. You just burn the k'tiris on the mizbeach, and that's it. It doesn't have a particular matir for it. So in these situations, kim shekadosh b'kli, the moon became kadosh in a kli, chayven olam mishum nois or mishum tameh, one could be chayv for nois or tameh for it, but upigel ein bay, it doesn't have a din of pigel. Now moving on to paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. So up until now, we've been discussing different things that one could be chayiv me'ila for, midah iraisa, and as we know from the beginning of the Masechta, if one was over me'ila and he's chayiv, so he has to pay a keren, the value of what he benefited, a chaymish and added fifth as a penalty, and he has to bring a karbon asham and asham me'ilais to be mechaper for that. But now we're going to be getting into a stage that's called inloy nenin v'loy ma'ilin. The l'chatchila, a person's not allowed to have benefit from it because it does still have some sort of status of kedusha. It is somewhat considered hektish. However, one's not going to be over Me'ila if he does benefit from it. And this Mishnah is actually a copy-paste from a Mishnah Maseches Temura, and obviously the reason why I bring it over here is not for Temura purposes, but to learn about Me'ila. And with this, we learn about something called Chatois HaMesais, Karbonais Chatos that need to be left to die, as opposed to the majority of other Karbonais, that when they become Pasul, very often we're able to be paid to them, we could transfer their Kedusha to money, and then just buy a new Karbon with that money. Regarding five different Karbonais Chatois, there's Halacha Meshmi Sinai, that they just have to be left to die. If something happened, we just have to cause them to die, and that is it. So here the Mishnah goes through a number of them. Vlad Chatos, the child of a Chatos. He designated a female animal as a Chatos, and then it gave birth. So that child is called a Vlad Chatos. Also, Utumuras Chatos, the exchange for a Chatos. We know there's an Isser in the Torah to make a Tumur for an animal. If a person has, let's say, a carbon oil in front of him, and he decides that he wants to transfer his Kedusha onto a different animal, he wants a second animal to be the oil, not the first one. So he says, Zu Tumuras Zu. This is an exchange for that. So that's also from an Atayra. He's not allowed to do it. He's actually going to be Chayiv Malkus for that. However, it does work, and the new animal does become Kadosh, but also the original animal remains Kadosh as well. So now he has two Kadosh animals in front of him. But either which way, that new animal is called the Temura. So let's say we have a Temura of a Karbon Chatos, V'chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha, or a Karbon Chatos that its owner died before we were able to bring it. So in all these cases, Yamusu, they just have to be left to die. These are three of the five Chatos HaMesais. What about other categories though? Sha'avar Shnasa, if it's year past, a Chatos is supposed to be within its first year of life, and now it got too old, and it's within its second year of life, so it can't be brought as a karbon. Or v'sha'avda, it got lost, v'shenimtzeis balas mom, and then when it was found, it turned out that it had developed a mom along the way. So here it depends, because not like the previous category that we had in the Mishnah, where let's say the owner died, or it's a v'lad chatos or t'murus chatos. So here it depends. Emishikipur habaylim, if Bezin sat down to decide what to do with this animal, and ready after the owner received their kapara with another one, the owner said, you know what, it's too old, or I lost it, and I don't know what the story is, so we designated a new animal as Karbon Chatos and had it brought for him, and then Bezin is sitting down to decide what to do with this animal. So here there's actually two different reasons to say that it has to be left to die. Number one, it's too old or it has a mom. Number two, the owner already received a kapar with another one that's called Chatos Shenes Chapru Balea Bacheres, a Karbon Chatos that its owner already received a kapar with a different one, and the Halacha Meshmi Sinai is that it has to be left to die. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Tomos, we have to let this animal die, and it's also so not Kadosh, a tamura, it's not even able to accomplish a tamura. You just have to say zu tamura zu and transfer its kedusha onto another one. It doesn't even work. Nothing happens because the animal has to be left to die. Now here's the relevance regarding meila. V'loy nenin, one lechatchila is not allowed to receive hanah from it. However, v'loy meilin, one's not over meila if he does receive benefit from it, because again, it already has a status that's supposed to be left to die, so it doesn't really have kedusha anymore. However, v'man shaloy kipra b'ilim, if the bezin is deciding what to do with this animal before the owner got a kapara through a different animal, so then all fingers are not pointing in the direction that it has to be left to die. And actually, what do we do with it? Tira achet istayev, we let it go out to graze in the pasture until it develops a mom, v'timacher, then we could sell it, v'yavid me'acheres, and we take that money that we received for it and buy a different animal. And in this case, the animal still has kedusha, therefore va'isa tamura, it could accomplish a tamura, and umaylinba, one will be over me'ilah with it if he benefits from it. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more discussions regarding loy nenin v'loy meilin. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.